lecture called the Origin of Life. It was given by a well-known biochemist. His name is Professor Stanley Miller. He was talking about the origin of life.
What is origin of life?
He said there are 20 amino acids, 20 of them, which are necessary for the maintenance of life, the living entities. So he was discussing how these amino acids are formed for the dawn of creation. And
he had so many theories.
All nonsense.
They did not protest?
Yes, then there was a lecture, it was 1 hour long, seminar. There was question and answer. So they invited questions. Nobody asked.
So you did that guy?
No, I asked. Better on. I asked that. Your topic is about the origin of life, but you are not talking about the origin of life. So it is, there's no basis of your argument.
Very good.
I asked, supposing I give you all the chemical materials. The molecules like amino acids and the mixed molecules like DNA and RNA, these are the molecules. It's the thing necessary for the maintenance of life. Supposing I give you all these chemical compounds, then do you think that we'll be able to put life into it to get all the chemical materials necessary?
Yeah.
But will you be able to put life into it? Then he said, I do not know.
And why are you talking nonsense? Then people did not laugh?
Yes, no, everybody was silent.
Huh?
Everybody was silent. Because everybody believes that life started from matter. All the in the audience. I said, your basis means life started from matter. That means, you are saying that when the art before the life started, there was no living entities on earth. Then I said, how do you know? There's no living entities on earth. Then he couldn't answer.
That's it. Very good. Yes. You have to go and lecture all the universities, calling these rascals fools. That will be our mission. If you do not know anything, I'm talking all nonsense. That's it. There was nobody to challenge till now. Now we are creating persons to challenge these rascals. That is our credit. Till now, whatever nonsense they are talking, people thought, oh, he is a big scientist. Now our scientists will protest against them. Stop them talking all nonsense. That is what we want. Like me goes and protesting, he may say, so first of all you come to my level, then I shall talk with you. He cannot talk with you like that. Because you are on the ordinary level. So, challenge all this man. So why they talk from? So later on, other persons that did not talk with you?
So the chairman of the department, he was telling later on that about theology, let's talk later on. So he dispersed the meeting after that. Theology, that thought.
So theology, I was talking on theology.
That is not theology, it's science.
Yes, it's science. But he was swimming like that because his business is to protect the. This is outside speaker, comes from outside university.
Now, how do you say this theology?
He was just commenting like that. Yes.
Sir, you should have said, no, it's not theology. I'm talking on a scientific basis.
I said, why not think like life started from light? What is wrong in it? Because you were talking that life started from matter. So why not think like life started from light? What is wrong in it? That is why they thought I was talking about theology when I asked them.
this professed master now. If they accept life started from life, then they'll have to accept God. That is a deviation. That is a deviation. As practically we have no experience, we can see life started from life, father begetting child. We can see father is a living man and another child is born. But where is life starting from matter? Where is that evidence? Life starting from life, we have got practical experience. But where is the evidence that life started from matter?
They are assuming, there is no proof. They just think, they are just assuming.
Assuming, what is that? There is no proof?
There is no proof.
What is the proof? What they go on? Proof?
They are just speculating that life started spontaneously. There was a time, they said it started all spontaneously, only once.
That's all right, but life would have begun from life or matter. That is the question. You are saying the life started from matter. He is saying life started from life. How to make solution of this? Because life starting from life, we can see practically. Bugs, bees, human beings, they are creating children, eggs, the life. From life, is a living entity. That we have got proof. But where is the proof? The life started from the matter. Where is the proof? Just give one instance that here is a life starting from matter. Where is the proof? Anyway, at least one audience protested. It will be recorded. And he said, I do not know.
Yes.
What kind of scientist is he? So they know that you are theologians.
In the department, everybody knows. There is one theoretical chemist. This man is not good. So he's from Germany. He's a theoretical chemist.
I invited him to come to Los Angeles.
He's always Prabhupada. He agreed.
But
he told me that he will sing for one day, whether he will come or not. And next day, he told me that he's afraid. I can't talk, because I'm afraid that I'll put on the walls. But he's very philosophical. He believes in God. He has some... That's why... Very nice.
So that is also nice. We do not... We are not afraid of meeting any philosopher. Scientists, but they are afraid. That is our credit. All scientists know that they are on the wrong basis, but because they are scientists, they say like that. That is their problem. They do not believe in their own statement. Therefore, he said, I do not know.
But there is no solid background.
No. you and Dr. Rao just make a combination world touring, I shall give you all expenditure and go to the university scientists and talk it. Our Kirtan party also will go. So we challenge all scientists, come on. We shall pay all expenditure. Ask Dr. Rao to come and join. That's why in Calcutta University, all the students, one leader student, he came. He talked about economic development and he said that our students did not derive any speech by your theological statement. So I told them that because you are all restless, therefore you could not. I told them, please. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, they are students of Shastri. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Namana Murha Duskiti Namana Radhama Prabhatanti. So you are among this. You are Duskiti Namana, sinful, less of the mankind, and the university is responsible for creating such rascals. So professors clapped. And later on they said, Swamiji, you have right. All the professors. And so far economic question is concerned, the birds, beasts, animals, they have no economic concern. Why you have that? You are less than bird and beast. You have created this economic problem. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. When you come and question, there's small birds, teeny birds, they're solving their economic question. They're not stopping, they're not thinking of tomorrow. They're satisfied. They have got eating, sufficient eating, sufficient sex, sufficient intelligence to defend. As soon as we go, we will defend. That is defense. They know how to defend them. They immediately understand that a human being stronger when I do some harm, let us go. So these things are everywhere. Eating, sleeping, making a difference. There is no scarcity. Only scarcity is Krishna consciousness. That we have to teach. Theology, logi means hands. Is it not?
Yes.
So what? Everything. Logi means hands. Theology is also science. Why they reject theology? Yes, yes, yes. What kind of scientist you are? It is a logy. It is a science. Why are you giving preference to one logic or another? What kind of scientist you are? Even though I am talking about theology, why should you reject it? No. Vedic knowledge, logic is the basic. Naya prastha, Shruti prastha, Smriti prastha. These are the three ways of understanding the Absolute Truth.
Logic and argument?
Yes. That's why Vedanta Sutra. It is logic and argument to approach the Absolute Truth. Adhata Brahma Jijyasa. Now it is the time for inquiring about Brahma. This is logic. Because other animals, they cannot inquire about the Absolute Truth. But human being can. Therefore the first proposition is atha, atha. Now because we have got human form of life, therefore we should now inquire about the Absolute Truth. This is the beginning. It is logic. And actually we feel, well, who has created the ocean, who has created the star, how it is floating, whether they are a human being. So many questions. But that should be solved now. And actually that day, the scientists means they are also trying to solve so many problems. So that is, a human being can be scientist. Not a dog can be scientist. So why not become the supreme scientist to know the Absolute Truth? That is Vedanta Sutra. Atha Brahma Jijyasa. Now you propose, now why don't you accept that life begins from love? What is your objection? This is also theory. And why not accept this theory? And now let us compare which theory is visible. Why are you afraid?
In silence.
There's a bias. Rascal bias.
They say life is also matter.
Huh?
They say life is also matter.
Life is matter, that's all life. But produce from matter life. That you cannot do. Life is also matter, or we say, matter is also life. We say that. Sattvam kholidam brahma. Brahma means life. So everything is life. The basis of everything, the fact my body is depending on my life. Therefore the whole cosmic material manifestation is also depending on God. So matter is another energy of life. That you practically see. So in that sense, he can say the matter is also life. That you can say. Or of that we can say life is matter, that you can accept.
Matter is like part of life.
Eh?
A part of life.
Yes.
A component.
Just like this smell is coming. This is matter. But it's coming from light because the body is in light. Therefore the nail is coming, they growing. Any child can understand. When this body is dead, no one may grow. Therefore, this is matter coming from life. This body grows because the life is there. Life is there. If there is no life, the body will not grow. This natural conclusion, the matter grows upon life. And because matter is the life is the cause, and matter is the effect. Therefore, as in the effect, the cause is there. Just like cotton is the cause, and the thread is the effect. In the thread, there is cotton. That is understood. Similarly, because life is the cause, matter is the effect. Therefore, in the effect, there is life. In another form.
They say there's no difference between that light and that matter.
No, how can you say that, Ken? Then you are still an idiot. There is so much difference. Then immediately you talk like this, Ken. There is difference. You can have to access superior and inferior. Just like two things, when you go to purchase something, after bargaining, there is superior. Although there is no difference. But there is difference of superiority and inferiority. That you have to accept. Therefore we pay more price to the superior. How there is no difference? This is another rascal. You have to distinguish between superior and inferior.
Well, let's say it's all made up of the same element.
That is all right. That's why you pay more. That is difference. Question is difference. You have to accept difference. Why do you pay more for the superior thing? That is difference. Why do you pay more respect to your superior person? That is difference. Mr. Nixon is also a human being, you are also a human being. But if Mr. Nixon is a leader, we shall all pay him respect. Why? And that is difference.
That's all on the same plane.
That's all, Lord. That's not all. He is superior, he is getting respect. Therefore, he is not equal to you. You cannot say that. You may say, a rascal may say that a superior person is as good as I am. But people will not accept it. People will say, no, you are a rascal, he is an intellect. Although you have got two hands, he has got two hands. That doesn't matter. So you must distinguish between superior and inferior. We say it is one, but superior and inferior.
But in other words, the matter cannot go without a reason first.
That is another branch of. And we say, accepting matter as life, we have to distinguish that the life is superior than matter. That we have to ask. You cannot say both of them are all the same. No. We have to distinguish them as superior in field.
That is why these scientists, when they are trying to find out the origin of life, they are concerned
only on the
matter, the elements, chemical elements, and the chemical compounds, the molecules, not on the superior energy.
No, that is superior. The same example, this life. Because I am now living, I am eating something, going to the stomach, the chemical action is going on. If I am dead, it is not. Therefore, life is superior. On account of presence of life, the foodstuff which you are taking, that is being divided into different chemicals, some urine, some stool, some blood, and that is being utilized. Differently. So how can you say? But without life, such distinction will not act. Therefore life is superior. Even accepting life is not.
They say there's no evidence that life is eternal.
Huh? Life is eternal. That is another question that we shall see. First of all, you accept the life is superior. Next solution, one after another.
So long as you do not see the life as eternal or significantly
different. Eternal, that can be understood by any child. First of all, you have to accept that life is superior.
That's just a conventional superiority.
Huh?
That superiority is just conventional or relative.
Why conventional? Actually. It's like a child and a teacher. They are the same. He is a human being and children are human being, but still the children are controlled by the teacher. They are superior. It is not convention. If you disobey the superior, you will be punished. that superiority in your strength, Bhagavad Gita. Aparajam kastu vidhine prakitim para jiva bhuta mahabahu vedam dhagati jagat.
To explain that in today's Bhagavad Sloka,
but in terms of
Krishna, rivers are flowing with filled with water, trees are getting fruits, flowers.
Okay. That's the plan. As third dance is where, in a higher sense, there is no matter. Did I not?
Yes.
So, life and matter equal, that can be accepted. But there is superior and inferior position. That's why Krishna is light, I'm also light. Krishna is also a person, I am also a person. Krishna has got, what Krishna propensities he has got, I have also got. If Krishna wants to love another girl, so I want to love. A girl wants to love another boy, so Radharani wants to love Krishna. So everything, qualitatively, are all equal. But Krishna can marry at a time millions of wives. He cannot maintain even one wife. That is the position. Nitya, Nityana, Anchetana, this Veda says. That is the difference. His life, I was the life. All the life symptoms, there is in Krishna and there is in me. But still, I am inferior, he should be. And that is the law. That the inferior should be subordinately serving to the superior. Therefore, we want to, our business is to serve Krishna. Although qualitatively we are one. That inferior, superior. There is a difference between God and me.
I'm not clear about the life equal to matter.
Life equal to matter means the same thing. Just like here you pinch to feel. But here with a this iron instrument you pinch, you will not feel. Both things are the same. Is it not? But here you feel, here you do not feel. So matter means where there is less feeling. And life means where there is active feeling. That is.
I can understand it that matter is a part of life.
This matter, you can understand by the finger. This matter, this nail, is production of this part. This part is life. And this part is not life. But it is the production of this life. When you cut your nails, you don't feel pain. But same instrument, you cut your little half inch down, immediately you feel pain. So therefore, although qualitatively, this is also produced of matter, as produced of this part. But where there is feeling, that is spiritual. And where there is no feeling, there is matter. What is Krishna consciousness? It's as the human being is the same. that as soon as he feels that there is Krishna, he is spiritual. As soon as he does not feel, he is material. There is a difference. It is a portion of feeling. Matter means like there is absence of Krishna consciousness. In other things, there is also consciousness. Because that is not Krishna consciousness, it is material. And so far we are concerned, we have got the same consciousness, but Krishna consciousness. Therefore we are superior, spiritual. So this material world means this part. And spiritual world means this part. This is the difference. Here you have got feeling. So that means the conclusion is when you have feeling in Krishna consciousness, that is spiritual. That is superior. When you have no feeling of Krishna consciousness, that is inferior. The same thing can be turned into superior and inferior by the change of Krishna consciousness.
So matter can be converted to spirit?
Yes, yes. Just like expert electrician, the same energy, electric, converting into heat, converting into refrigerator. The energy is the same. Both places electricity is working. But by his expert management, one is heater, one is cooler. But heat and cool, completely different. Just opposite. That is stated in the Vishnu Purana. Prasa Shakti Vidaya Krishna. Vishnu Shakti Para. Both matter and spirit, they are energy of the Supreme. So the energy of the energetic is non-different. But by his arrangement, one is working as superior, one is acting as inferior. Same example, the same electric energy is acting as cooler and acting as heater. But the energy is the same. Similarly, originally, the energy is God's energy. So God's energy and God has no difference. But by his manipulation, one is working as material energy, another is this. This is it. Therefore, originally, it comes all spiritual energy, light. Therefore, we have to take everything from light, not from the dead. Same example. The finger is first coming, light, and then the nail is coming. Matter. Not the first of our nail is coming. You can study, this is meditation.
So in any case, everything is controlled by the superior energy.
Yes. That superior energy is like. A small seed, a banyan seed, fructifies, there is light, and a big seed comes. So many woods, so many twigs, so many huge quantity. Here is the proof. Life is only. According to our Vedic description, Brahma is first creator. His life. Not that matter is first created, then Brahma comes. No. And Brahma comes from Vishnu. Vishnu is life, his supreme life. Then Brahma creates this universe. That is Vedic version. What do you think? So, life is very good.
I started from life.
Yes?
You don't start from there.
No. If you can establish this theory, you will get also Nobel Prize. Yes, that. Yes, yes. And all these rascals will be defeated. Do that. Their so-called theory that life has come out of matter. Do this by your education. Jaduttama sloka gunanubandha. Here is life, Krishna. Here beginning everything. Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava. Matpak sarvam pravartate. Krishna says, Vedanta says, Janmadasya jadha. Everything is there. Simply we have to present it by this. That's all. So you are the only person to protest against him.
Yes.
In the meeting?
Yes. Nobody asked any question. Blind leading the blind.
Yes, sir. And the time leaves in the morning. Anyway, he's admitted I do not know. That is sufficient defeat for him.
Yes.
But they are shameless. Instead of being defeated, they won't admit that I am defeated. Now, gentlemen. Formerly, between two learned scholars, there is an argument. If one is defeated, just as Sarvam Bhattacharya. As soon as he becomes defeated, he becomes his disciple. That's all. That is. Not that. We go on arguing for hours and one is defeated, still he remains the same. No. If you are defeated, then you must accept the other party as your master. That was the system. As soon as he said that I do not know, he should have become your disciple. That is. If you do not know, how you are trying to teach you?
You should come and become a disciple of the Prabhupada.
We want everyone to become Krishna's disciple. That is our thing. Yes. Disciple is succession. The original master is Krishna.